Sherwood Festival 2023. Le interviste dalla foresta.
Hi everyone, last night at the Sherwood Festival, and we are with a very special guest, Sean Cooty, saxophonist and the leader of Egypt 80, current witness of the tradition of Afrobeat, one of the most important living musicians in Africa, and one of the most active in terms of human rights. Sean, such a great performance. You have your and your band have a long tour this summer across Europe, and you have also a great number of dates in Italy. How does our country appears to your eyes?
Well, you know, please. I have a very big history with the Italian audience. My first ever European tour, or any tour whatsoever, even before I became like a real professional, when my father died in 97, we were invited by the city of Milan and we did a tour in Italy. It was my first tour. I was 15. So Italy was the first country really to open its doors to the Egypt 80 and me without my father. You know, so I've always had that good relationship with the Italian audience. And also being a student of global history, being a student of the true history of man, you know, not this oppressive history that divides man, as it's taught to everybody, you know, history of division, but the true history of the world, which makes us one. You know, I know that the Romans are the inheritors of inherited great African knowledge, you know. So for me, I've always been fascinated, you know, I mean, Cesare Borgia, you know, and his whole family, the creation of Italy, the siege of Milan. The Italians have always been fascinating to me, and I like the mannerisms of the Italians also. For me, it's awesome. It's the closest to the with the hands.
Great. The second question is there an Italian musician you would like to play with? Above living musicians, I mean.
Well, not like. I have a few Italian friends that I play with already. Oh. I just recorded with Simone Tigre. Mm-hmm. I work with the Classical Afrobeat Orchestra, which is out of Italy. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, I play with Italian bands. I don't mind anybody. Bring it. Let's do this.
Great. You had the great fortune to meet as a child some of the best musicians of the 20th century. I think assistance to Tony Allen that passed away 3 years ago. You called it in that occasion tenderly uncle. Have you have any interesting or funny story about Allen or other musicians of Egypt 80 that you want to share with us, or other musicians that have played with your father, maybe?
There are lots of stories, but wait, I'll tell you one. When Peter Tosh came to Lagos, he visited our house, and Peter Tosh smokes weed from a bottle, you know, a big bottle like this, where they break the base, they put a thing on the, where you drink from, they put like a cloth, they tie it, they infuse it with weed, you know, and it, you know. So yeah, Peter Tosh smokes with a bottle.
Oh, great. Okay. Now let's talk also about your country, Nigeria. In Italy, I think there's so much ignorance about Nigeria. Ignorance, I mean, we really don't know what happens in Nigeria and what are the cultural references of Nigeria. So I'll ask you, what's really Nigeria in 2023? I know that's a hard question.
It is difficult for me to say what Nigeria really is. We are still looking for a complete definition, you know, truly. But what I can say is that Nigeria is a neo-colonialist imperialist state governed by the African agent of imperialism on behalf of white supremacy, you know, like many African countries. I'm not saying Nigeria is unique in this. You know, although we have the so-called independence, you know, the resources and the opportunities and the wealth of Nigeria is not used primarily for the benefit of Nigerians or the state of Nigeria. You know, so in that way I can define the country.
Okay. Last question. Recently, you made an interesting collaboration with Janelle Monáe, one of the most one of the most creative funk soul artists of our time, I think, and also activist in human rights as you. So, how this collaboration is born?
Okay, well, me and Janelle, we go way back to 2014. Yeah, way back. My third album. Mm-hmm. And I opened for her at the Hollywood Bowl, where we had a sold out night together. And that's the day I actually met her. And we've kind of, you know, Jidenna, you know, Kwabena, our producer. Excuse my mind.
Okay, don't worry.
So when she was working on the new record, they hit me up and were like, yo, we need to work on these three tracks with us and see how it works and if we can make it happen. I was like, sure, man, send the music. And so our relationship, we've always had a good relationship because Janelle is such a big spirit, you know. She's such an embodiment of black futuristic art, you know, and I'm very happy to be affiliated with her and the causes that she stands for. So yeah, I've known her for a while, you know. I wouldn't say we are best of friends, but we are brothers and sisters.
Okay, thanks. Great interview. Goodbye.
Ciao.
Ciao. At the next one in Italy.
2023. Le interviste dalla foresta.